the largest one-day running event in Idaho, is set to kick off in downtown Boise this weekend. Every year, the title beneficiary is St. Luke's Children's Hospital. And during the last 5 years, almost $450,000 has been raised. Now, the goal of Fit One is simple: build healthy communities from the ground up. And that's why every dollar raised during this running and walking event goes toward helping children and families live their healthiest lives. Joining me today to talk more about what Fit One is and where all the money goes is Eric Stride. He is St. Luke's Fit One director, and Alyssa McKinley, Fit One race coordinator. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So this race has been around for quite a long time. I mean, I think more than 25 years.
26.
26. Okay. I knew it was more than 20 because I moved here in 1999. But about 6 years ago, went through kind of a whole metamorphosis, Eric, with a new name and really a new goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that and why it became Fit One.
Yeah, it was formerly the Women's Fitness Celebration. And in order to include not just women, but families and kids, it changed to Fit One. And so now it includes all ages, obviously, men, women, children. And our goal is just to get families and kids out and get them active and moving and onto a healthier lifestyle.
And this is, even though it's the one day event is this coming Saturday. I mean, you have the expo before that, but talk about the year long process, because sometimes we think of a running event. Oh, it's one day or a morning, but Fit One's goal is not actually just about a race.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we've raised $438,000 over the course of Fit One, and we hope to raise another $100,000 this year. And we take those funds, and we had a $100,000 commitment to the St. Luke's Children's Hospital. And then we also take funding and build things like tracks at Lewis and Clark Elementary School in Caldwell, or we have a new one that's going to be opened at Desert Sage Elementary. So schools that don't necessarily have a track or the finances to build a track, we go in and build an opportunity for them to be able to walk and run. The one at Lewis and Clark in Caldwell is amazing because it's become a real community center. There aren't sidewalks in the community, so they come and just walk around the track and do laps.
You know, we had the principal of that school on a couple of months ago, and talking just about that she said it has become a focal point for the community. So even though students get out there and they get out there with their teachers and they have all kinds of challenges with kids walking and running and all of that, but it is where the community is starting to congregate. When you gave that money to build that track, did anyone have any idea that this is what would happen?
No. I mean, they are the absolute poster child for it. And so much to the point we're taking their model and trying to encourage other schools to implement the program that they have. It's just unbelievable. And it's all a credit to Lee Peebles, the principal there, and their PE program. They just have an incredible amount of passion behind it and really the importance of just driving people to get walking.
And that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Is that community engagement to get kids and their families healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And other programs that you've been involved in, initiatives like your mental health first aid and then the Hope Squad training. Talk a little bit about those, because you've brought some of these programs in, and like, so it's for mental health, but then the Hope Squad, it's a peer-to-peer suicide prevention program, correct?
Yeah, it is. And we haven't had a whole lot of involvement with that. We've just kind of brought that into the expo to just shine a little bit of light on it and give it a little more focus.
But that's part of it too, though, is it's not just physical health.
Absolutely. Yeah, mental health is just as important as physical health. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Eric Stride. He is St. Luke's Fit One director, and Alyssa McKinley, Fit One race coordinator, talking about this coming weekend's largest running event in Idaho. And because of that, and because of it being downtown, Alyssa, your favorite topic, traffic.
Yep.
So let's be honest, if you are trying to drive around downtown Boise on the morning of Fit One, it can be a real headache.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to apologize ahead of time, but we do work hand in hand with ACHD, Boise Police Department, to really work and come up with the best course that works not just for our participants, but for the community and timing. So we work really hard to make sure we kind of get through the busiest, heaviest traffic areas as early as possible. So we start at 7:15 a.m. with our half marathon, get through downtown, get through Warm Springs, and we clear that out as quickly as we can. And then we work really hard to make sure that Capitol Boulevard, we get traffic flowing through until we have to get the mass of 5Kers down the road. And then we stop traffic for a little bit. I mean, you really can't get through there. There's 6,000, 7,000 people at one time. It's a little hard.
And what people have to realize with that is it's not just like closing Capitol Boulevard. It's all the streets that intersect with Capitol Boulevard.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's quite a moving process. I mean, we work hand in hand with them. It takes us a year to really kind of fine tune it and work with them. And we use the same courses last year. So if people remember that footprint, we're doing the same thing again. We do use the green belt. So it's not all roads, but we really, really worked hard to come up with a picture postcard of mm-hmm. Boise. So we do have people that come from out of town. We want them to see the beautiful parts of Boise. So we do take them down Warm Springs. We do take them into the Botanical Gardens, which is a huge hit for us. And we're the only race that does that. I do like that. And then we take them through the Green Belt, past the Boise Depot, and then they finish in Ann Morrison Park. So we're trying to give them the best snapshot mm-hmm. of Boise. So we kind of have that to go for us.
And I mean, look, I've been one of the drivers caught in that traffic, and so I get it, but I've also been a runner,
mm-hmm.
and so I've experienced both sides yes. of it. I've also done races in other cities mm-hmm. around the country.
Yep,
and this is not a unique issue to Boise.
No, so, this is not.
So when you hear the complaints, uh-huh. because you mm-hmm. get,
oh,
you
yeah.
get them,
oh, yeah.
you know, how do you deal with that in the sense of, look, we're a growing city,
mm-hmm.
so we also have construction going on, so
yes.
we already have.
It's not just us all the time.
Right. But you know what I mean? How do you acknowledge that? And also, frankly, this is a one day thing where it's mm-hmm. we are just going to have these closures.
Yeah. So we actually work really, really hard and kind of pride ourselves on letting the community know. I mean, we oversaturate possibly, and we try our best to cover every base that we can. We send out a very colorful, pretty, fold-out layout of our neighborhood notification. We do Facebook posts. We have done meetings ahead of times with all the neighborhood associations of the neighborhoods we do affect. We have reader boards that'll go out. We have door hangers that get hung personally by our volunteers down Warm Springs and down other ones. We do, you know, public press releases. We've done stuff with the newspaper, KTVB. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cover everything. So I apologize if someone doesn't know, but we've also literally, I think, hit every facet we can right. to help try and hear for this matter. I mean, we're on the radio doing the same thing.
And it's also beyond the traffic mm-hmm. is that it is what you're trying to do
yeah.
for our community.
Yeah.
Correct,
yeah.
Eric?
Right. I mean, to your point, the ability to raise that $438,000 is a direct result of this one day. And I think we can all put up with a little bit of inconvenience in order to better our community.
And so can people still sign up? Where are we at with the race and being able to participate?
So they can sign up through Friday evening at the expo at 8:00. It closes. We're at 10,330 people right now.
Is this the biggest that it's been since Fit One?
Not really. I mean, a couple years ago, we had a lot of people, but there was a lot of no-shows that year. Not sure why. But this year, it could definitely, I think we're going to hit 11,000. So we have 11,000 people making a difference and using this as a platform to really make their families healthy. And hopefully this kind of moves them forward to a healthy lifestyle.
And talk to me about that, because what I think is a great thing about Fit One is that because of the name change, because of making it Fit One and a family event, is kids can participate. So, and then how does registration work with kids? Because I know that doesn't that go hand in hand with a parent register or an adult
yeah,
registration?
Yeah, we're kind of a special in that any kids 12 and under are free with a paid adult. So your entire family can sign up for very, very little amount. I mean, it's a great platform. It's a great event. We make it very family friendly. But kids 12 and under are free, which not a lot of other races can offer that.
And it being and the kids can do the 5K with mom and dad.
Yeah.
You don't
yep.
have to run it.
Nope.
You can walk it.
Yeah. I mean, we joke we have run, walk, and stroll. I
yeah.
mean, you can take your time and stroll down the road and you know, we're pushing strollers. We've got wagons. We've got, you know, they're taking all the kids. The kids do like to run, though, actually, for a little mm-hmm. while. So it's pretty cute to watch.
If they could just move the stroll up a little bit faster, folks.
We try.
Can't anything about it.
We've got the cops behind them trying to move them along.
Uh-huh. So, Eric, the goal is is it $100,000 this year?
That's our goal.
And when, where will all of that money go again?
It'll go back into that same funding, being able to build tracks, put in hydration stations, build things like standing desks in schools.
So standing desks in schools as well, because mm-hmm. research is showing that's really good for kids
that's
when
correct.
They learn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All those things lead to better test scores. Walking, the standing desks, hydration stations.
And the next track is being built where again?
Desert Sage Elementary School.
And the goal is to do what they've been able to do at Lewis and Clark and Caldwell.
Yep.
Really a great model. And it's really been amazing to see what that school has done and what it's doing for their students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank both of you for coming in today. You have still have time to register. And it's more fun to run or walk in it than get stuck in traffic. So you still can do that until Friday. I want to thank my guest today, Eric Stride, Fit One Director, and Alyssa McKinley, Fit One Race Coordinator. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.